This is the independent 88.5 FM and 88.5fm.org. We got some live music this afternoon in our studio. My name is Mark, or Mookie if you prefer. I guess either one will do. And Chris Shiflett is here today. How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
Very, very well. We're here to talk about the new record and all things in the Chris Shiflett world.
Yes.
The website is chrisshiflettmusic.com. Your voice sounds extra raspy today.
Husky.
You know?
Yeah.
Sultry. Yeah. Almost.
Yeah. Well, I had a late night down in Costa Mesa.
Yeah.
So I played down there as the first gig of a week of shows.
Yeah. We love how you you're keeping it local for these.
Yes.
This group of shows. You got one at Pappy and Harriet's.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. So.
Well, I this record just came out like a month ago, and when it came out, and normally I would have done a record release party or something like that around town, but I was on tour, so with Foo Fighters, we're overseas, so I was like, we got to put something together for around home.
Yeah,
do something. So it's a month late.
Well, here you are again.
Yeah.
Pappy and Harriet's tomorrow, and then I think on Sunday is the Moroccan Lounge downtown,
yeah,
which is another pretty cool hang.
Yeah,
I want to talk about the new
and
record.
Saturday in Bakersfield,
of course.
Yeah,
the old Bakersfield sound is not necessarily still alive. But I know some local California country artists are trying to bring that back.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Yeah, I might want to touch on a little bit of that with you, maybe a very little on the Foo Fighters, some other projects that you've been involved with.
Sure.
But again, the new record, Hard Lessons,
yep,
is available now. And I don't know why I was expecting the most rootsy country thing.
Right.
Probably because last time we spoke, it was with Chris Shiflett and the Dead Peasants.
Yes, yes, yes.
And you were kind of paying homage to, country legends of the past.
Yeah.
Yeah. The song you kind of stomped out of the gate with for this brand new record, Welcome to Your First Heartache, certainly that was not the case. It wasn't the rootsy thing that I was anticipating.
Well, it's funny because, that song's a really good example of how you go into the studio to make a record with one idea about what your song's going to be, and you come out the other side and it's completely different. You know what I mean? That song, when I wrote it, I just imagined it was going to be a very quiet, almost like how I'm going to do it today, quiet, acoustic-y, mellow thing. But we got in there and Dave Cobb, the producer of the record, was like, let's make this sound like Teenage Fan Club or something. Crank up the gain and let's get noisy with it.
That's cool. Dave, did you just say Dave Cobb?
Yes.
He's producing everything from what I understand.
Indeed.
It seems
he's fantastic.
Again, Chris Shiflett is here. ChrisShiflett.com is the website. People could tweet at you, and you'll tweet right back at them.
ChrisShiflett71. I have a bad habit of occasionally tweeting back. I got into a lot of Twitter trouble yesterday, in fact.
Is that right? Is that right?
Well, not like trouble, but, I try to push back gently. I've long since given up the idea of trying to argue with Twitter. It's you'll never win. Can't do it. But I try to just gently push back on occasion.
Yeah,
if I disagree.
I think that's what it's for. You log on to Twitter, talk a little smack, and then you move on with the rest of your day.
It's like you just roll a grenade into your social media account and then run. That's pretty much it.
Right?
Yeah.
How about some music today?
Sure.
And I imagine that these are three songs straight from the brand new record. Is that right?
Yeah, this is the first one that we put up as leading into putting out the album. This one's called This Old World. Has this old world lost its goddamn mind? It's been so long since we've been doing all right. So hold me tight tonight, 'cause I need you right here by my side. 'Cause baby, this old world lost its goddamn mind. I hope you're doing alright. I hope you're doing alright. Yeah. Yeah, we all need to tell ourselves sweet little lies. Like our sides, the good guys, we've all been hung out to die. 'Cause baby, this whole world
lost its goddamn mind. I hope you're doing all right. I hope you're doing all right. Yeah, you're doing all right. I hope you're doing all right. Hey, this old world lost its goddamn mind. I hope you're doing all right. I hope you're doing all right. Yeah, you're doing all right. I hope you're doing all right.
There you go. Chris Shiflett here on The Independent, 88.5 FM and 88.5FM.org. So had you been sitting on some of these songs for quite some time, talking about the new record, Hard Lessons? Were you on the road touring with your other band?
No. Like the last album I made, that West Coast Town record, some of those ideas I've been kind of sitting on for a while, because it'd been quite a while since I made a record of like of originals, you know. But this record was really kind of like just ricocheting off of making West Coast Town. I just had such a good time out there and working with Cobb, and it was mostly the same group of musicians and stuff, that I just wanted to get back out and do it again.
Cobb did the previous album for you, too?
Yeah.
Did you seek him?
Or, I did.
Did that happen just by circumstance?
I went out there. I was out in Nashville because I have a podcast called Walking the Floor. And I was out in Nashville doing a bunch of interviews, and I just cold called him to see if I could interview him, because I was a fan, you know, of a lot of the records that he's made. And he said, okay. And I went in there and interviewed him. And I remember walking out of there going like, God, I got to make a record with this guy. He's the coolest. You know, he's just such a cool dude, and an easy hang. And so maybe a week or two later, I called him and just said, hey, man, I got these songs, you know, do you have any time? And somebody had just dropped off his schedule, and he had a gap.
Mm-hmm.
And it wound up, you know, we wound up doing it, and it was great. It was just like, it was such a fun record to make. So I want to get out there and do it again. So these songs were not, the songs on my new record were not sitting around collecting dust. I was writing a lot on the road. Like, we were in the middle of the last Foo Fighter cycle, and we're touring a ton, which was great, really, because, like, you know, when you're on the road, you're not really doing much until nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
And so you wind up having a lot of days, you know, kind of by yourself sitting around in hotel rooms and stuff, and lots of time to just kind of write and work stuff out. It's
right. That's encouraging to hear that there is some time off. Well, you know, touring could be so grueling, it seems like, you know, and I know you're just performing at night, but I mean, these are long, extensive shows and high energy, and it must take a toll on a person to do that every night and to travel.
Yeah, I mean, I think the hard thing with traveling, especially where we're all at in life, is, you know, we're all married with kids and we have families and stuff, and there's lots of little Foo Fighter kids running around these days. So I think
that's amazing.
That's the part that's hard about touring, is just being gone, missing your kids and stuff. But you know, the shows are long and all that stuff, but it is, like, you know, it's pretty comfortable.
Yeah. Chris Shiflett is here on The Independent, 88.5 FM. Again, almost, I think, when you think about it, almost two decades with the Foo Fighters.
Yeah, this August.
So that's crazy.
I know.
Right?
You're telling me.
Yeah, I know.
Like, what happened? Where'd the years go?
Other projects, I mean, you've collaborated with Me First and the Gimme Gimmes. I didn't realize that. And then another project I wanted to talk about or briefly touch on, No Use for a Name.
Yeah.
In the late 90s for a few years, you were involved with that project. Did you relocate to the Bay Area? Were you living up in San Francisco for a while?
Well, after high school, you know, I moved to L.A. and I lived here for 5 years or so. And
from Santa Barbara?
From Santa Barbara, yeah. And then I moved up to San Francisco at the beginning of 95. And I actually got a job at Fat Records for a minute, which was the label that put out No Uses Records. And they came into the office one day and were like, our guitar player quit and we have to go on tour on Monday. You know, does anybody know any guitar players? And I just got the job and I didn't want to blow it. You know, I didn't want Mike to go like, you can't try to be in the bands that we, you know, I didn't know what the deal was yet. I did not have my feet under me at all. So I just kind of sat there quietly and then they left and Mike was like, dude, come on. I know you play guitar. You should go play with them. So I did and was in that band for about 4.5 years and made a couple of records. And
that was more or less the late 90s. What was the scene like in the Bay Area at that time? You know, it may have been too late for bands like Faith No More and stuff. I think, you know, bands like AFI maybe were kind of bubbling up.
It was an interesting... socially, it was wonderful. Like, you know, Fat Records was located there. You know, a lot of... there was, just seemed like there were a lot of friends around, you know. And I was young and life was cheaper and easier and all that sort of stuff. It was sort of this... My 20s living in San Francisco was this golden moment, you know, sort of for the first time in my life, I was making a living being a guitar player, but I didn't have like a mortgage or any real responsibility yet. It was like this little window of just kind of fun time. But the flip side of that is I don't remember like the punk rock scene being particularly good at all. Mm-hmm. In the Bay, it was always like kind of not a good place to play shows for our band. We did much better if we played San Jose or Palo Alto or, you know, somewhere sort of outside of the city. The city itself didn't, it's funny that like, you know, it was like the home of Fat Records and everything, but it didn't have a strong scene for that particular like niche of the,
really?
Of the punk rock world. Yeah. I remember like a lot of like sort of real like noisy bands and arty bands and stuff like that. But like the sort of like the skate punk 90s West Coast thing was a lot more popular everywhere but San Francisco, you know?
So again, there's a lot to delve into, not just with your solo work, but the other stuff that you've been working on throughout the years. ChrisShiflettMusic.com is the website. The new record is Hard Lessons. It's a good one. Pappy and Harriet's tomorrow.
Yeah.
Are you going to spend the evening in Pioneer Town or do the Joshua Tree thing while you're out there?
I didn't even think to try to get a room at Pioneer Town. I've never done that. I know people that have. And so, I mean, we're going to stay out there for the night, but not, unfortunately, at Pioneer Town. I got to do that one of these days. It's so cool.
It is cool. Can't wait to take the family out there
trip. That's one of my favorite venues in the whole world.
We get that a lot.
Nights. Yeah. It's really cool. It's fun. I love the fact that it's like, it's this old movie set. So it's like, it's not a real honky tonk. And yet, because it's been there for so long, it has become one. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. Because you walk in there, it's like, this is what a honky tonk should, like a roadhouse in a movie should look like. And that's kind of what it is, you know? Because it's an old movie set, you know?
Yeah.
But it's like, but now it's real.
Well, hopefully you'll at least have time to enjoy like a rack of baby back ribs or something.
Oh, I'll be diving into the menu.
This is the Independent 88.5 FM. Not a lot of stations do, you know, artist interviews smack dab in the middle of the afternoon. That's what's one of the things that's so special about us. Asking you to tell a friend, asking you to become a member of the radio station. You could do that through 88.5fm.org. I got to get that in, man. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very...
Gotta do it.
It's very, very important.
Come on and join, people. What are you doing?
You are a musician and a great podcaster as well, but we'll talk about that after the next song, I guess.
Okay, cool.
What did you want to play next?
This is like sort of the single, if there is one, off my record. It's called Welcome to Your First Heartache.
You're feeling you're hurting and proud. Don't want no one seeing your tears hit the ground. So welcome to your first heartache. Welcome to your first broken down. Shakes you. Tell you something. that it gets so much better. It's just part of growing up. So welcome to your first heartache. Welcome to your first broken vow. Shakes you like an earthquake. Welcome to your, welcome to your first heartache. It ain't the end of your world, and she ain't the last girl. So welcome to your first heartache. Welcome to your first broken vow. Shakes you like an earthquake. Welcome to your, welcome to your first heartache. Welcome to your, welcome to your first heartache. Welcome to your, welcome to your first
guess. If you have to pick a single, that's the one right there. Welcome to Your First Heartache. That's a song that we've been playing for a number of weeks now here on the Independent 88.5 FM. The new record, Hard Lessons, is available now. That is Chris Shiflett live in our studio. So by coincidence, I'm wearing a Sam Morrow t-shirt here in the studio. Dude, local guy done good.
Sure.
We're a big fan of Sam. When we heard his record, oh my God.
Yeah, great record.
You know, it's just literally a breakthrough album. And it was nice to see him kind of do stuff around the country, and other radio stations were, you know, taking notice. You had him on your podcast, Walking the Floor. How long has that podcast been going on? Because the list of people you've had on is great.
Yeah, it's we've been doing it since about 2013. And I know I trip out on it sometimes when I look back, and done a bunch of interviews, like 143 episodes or something like that. So it's we've been really lucky. It took a few years to kind of get to know all the publicists and managers and people like that that work in that world of Americana and country. But now,
so is it you pounding the pavement and sitting there on the laptop,
kind of
emailing a manager? And saying,
totally. You know. I mean, when I first started, I basically looked in my address book and went, "Who can I call?" Or who do I know that knows, like John Doe. I don't even remember who gave me John Doe's number, but I just called John Doe from X, like, "Hey man, you don't know me. This is Chris from the Foo Fighters. I got this thing, you know, can I interview you?" And he, you know, and a couple of those people actually said yes. It was great. And then I exhausted my Rolodex pretty quick, and then just had to, you know, just cold call people. And then at a certain point, my friend Davis Powers, who booked the music on Carson Daly, forever, he started helping me out with it, because he knew all the people to contact,
right,
for real, like, and once he started helping me, then it got a lot easier. And now, I mean, really the biggest problem now is, like, I'm just gone so much, so when, like, I've gotten offered a million great interviews that I would have loved to have done, and I'm just not around to do it. Like, even this week, I could have interviewed Manny Pacquiao this week ahead of his fight, which I think is this weekend. But and I've just been, like, in rehearsals and gigging and running around and doing stuff like this. And couldn't do it. So yeah, it's like we get more. There's more opportunities for good interviews than my schedule allows.
That's crazy. Yeah. Well, any particularly memorable interviews or? Can you share an anecdote of a particular artist or?
Yeah, I tell you, man, the one that always sticks out to me is Merle Haggard. I was just felt so lucky to get to interview him. It was not long before he passed away, and I mean, I don't know for sure, but I have to assume it's probably the last, like, long interview that he probably ever gave. And I had been on tour and was super tired, and I remember I emailed Davis and I said, because I was about to come home, And I had a couple weeks at home, and I emailed him and I said, do not schedule any interviews for while I'm home. I need to just like kick it and go to the beach and hang out with my kids and whatever. And the day I got home, I got a text from him or maybe a phone call like, dude, you can interview Merle Haggard tomorrow in Bakersfield. His house is getting, his childhood home, which was a boxcar, it was getting like moved into the Kern County Museum and they were having a party or whatever for him. And I was just like, okay, go. Let's confirm. Let's do it. And I just told my wife, babe, I got to go to Bakersfield tomorrow.
That's amazing.
Interview Merle Haggard. And so we went up there and there are all these people, you know, it's nuts. And his publicist was like, okay, you can go, you know, wait for Merle on the bus. There's just, they're fixing the audio on there. So it'll be like 10, 15 minutes, just hang out. And so I went on his bus and I'm sitting there and there's like guys trying to fix the DVD player or whatever. And all of a sudden Merle Haggard walks on. And he's like, you know, and I was so nervous going into that one because he was, you know, he had a reputation of being kind of hard on people interviewing him. And he comes on, he's got a baseball cap on, he walks on his bus and he kind of looks around and he looks out into the, through the front window of his bus and he goes, man, there's a lot of cops up here today. And he takes off his hat and pulls out a roach out of the hat band and lights it up and just proceeds to hotbox his bus. And we sat I swear to God. And we sat there for about 2 hours while they waiting to interview him. Which, as you know from doing this, is like, that's when all the good stuff happens. I wasn't set up to record, but we just sat there and had like the greatest conversation that no one will ever hear because I wasn't set up yet to interview him.
Wow.
And then once they did give me the go ahead, he sat there and talked to me for, you know, whatever it was, an hour. And, you know, a lot of like older cats, you don't know going into interviewing them if they want to talk about like the glory days and, you know, and all that stuff. And he was so great. He was so nice and so welcoming and was willing to talk about, you know, we got into some nerdy, what kind of amp did you use in 1965 kind of stuff.
That's
and
it was, so cool.
It was great.
Yeah. Come to think of it, I think he did a collaboration a few years back with the Willie Nelson. I think it was I think the subject matter were more along the lines of what you just mentioned with pulling out a joint or pulling out a roach.
Yeah. Chris, I think he lived that stuff.
You know, yeah. Chris Shiflett is here on the 88.5 FM, the independent 88.5 FM. So Walking the Floor is your podcast. Dwight Yoakam, Matt Skiba, Rhett Miller, Aaron Lee Tastian, Taylor Goldsmith, Amanda Shires. You mentioned Manny Pacquiao.
Yeah.
Off the air, you're saying that you're a big boxing fan.
Yes, indeed.
And you played soccer in your youth, from what I understand, right?
I did, although there is this internet rumor going around that I could have played professionally, which is not true.
I would just own that.
Yeah, I know. I should. Okay, yes, it's true.
Do you play recreationally?
I do. I play in a lot of like pickup games around town and I played on like a men's league thing for a minute, but I'm just, again, my schedule like means it seems like every time I leave to go on tour is like when a season starts. So I've missed it like the last like five seasons in a row or something. So I'm probably cut from that team at this point.
Yeah. I don't feel that bad for you, frankly, because your day job is still pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's funny being, you know, like I'm more enthusiastic than I am skilled. So I get injured a lot, you know?
Right.
And to the point where, like, you know, my wife, every time I go play, is like, oh, God, what are you going to do now? Like, I broke my foot. I twisted both ankles really bad. I'm always, like, walking around in a boot. It gets to a point in life where your friends and family are no longer sympathetic when you're, like, you know, to have a cast on your foot.
You know, you can't have a cast on your foot.
Now you're in the way.
Right, and especially if you have to chase your kids around all day, it's tough to do with a boot on your foot.
Totally.
You know, Chris Shiflett is here on the independent 88.5 FM. How many times have I said that?
Not
enough. So many times.
Got to let the people know.
You know.
They just stumble across it on their radio dial.
That's true. If they stumble across far left of the dial, then they'll find us. How about one more song before we kind of wrap it up here?
Yeah.
Cool.
All right, so this is a song called, another song off my new record, and it's called Liar's Word.
Oh, mama, have you heard? I'm about as good as a liar's word. The most every night, I wound up in your bed come the morning light, driving to the beach at 2 a.m. swerving Sunset Boulevard and back again. Oh, mama, have you heard? I'm about as good as a liar's words. Oh, mama, have you heard? I'm about as good as a liar's words. Seven nights a week, up to no good. Teenagers playing house in Hollywood. I tried my best to settle down, and you started dreaming about a wedding gown. Oh, mama, have you heard? I'm about as good as a liar's word. Oh, mama, have you heard? I'm about as good as a liar's word.
Chris Shiflett live in our studio here, the Independent 88.5 FM, tomorrow at Pappy and Harriet's, and then on Sunday at the Moroccan Lounge, and then after that, Bakersfield, and so on and so on.
Yes, and the road goes on and on.
It does. Next time, I guess next record come through, we'll do it all over again, if
Definitely.
You don't mind. Yeah, we'd love to have you. Cool.
Totally. Thanks for having me.
You got it. 88.5 FM.
Take care.